turmoil in Ferguson, Missouri.
Hands up! Don't shoot!
Hands up! Don't shoot!
Protests, fires, and looting.
I didn't foresee an evening like this, I will be honest with you.
Following grand jury decision on shooting death of unarmed teen.
No probable cause exists to file any charge against Officer Wilson.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It was a night of rage in Ferguson, Missouri.
You need to stop throwing objects at the police and disperse immediately.
At least a dozen businesses were looted and burned, police cars damaged, windows smashed, hundreds of shots were fired. There have been more than 80 arrests. Police used tear gas and pepper spray. The chaos came after a grand jury decided not to indict white police officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of unarmed black teenager Michael Brown in August.
Yeah, I know y'all wrong. They wrong.
Anger and tears from Brown's mother, Leslie McSpadden.
They still don't care.
They don't care.
They never did care about us.
Brown's father called for peaceful protests. President Obama urged calm and reflection.
We need to recognize that this is not just an issue for Ferguson. This is an issue for America.
But things got out of hand fast. KMOX Radio's Michael Calhoun.
This is the Little Caesars. It's fully involved. The flames are lapping out of the top of the windows. This Walgreens is completely filled with smoke. I mean, I'm looking through the windows. It's milky white.
This is Steve Futterman in Ferguson. It was a night no one here will ever forget.
Stop destroying property. Ferguson, Missouri.
But during much of the night, that's exactly what people were doing. This woman said she understood the violence. Officials, she said, don't care about blacks.
We're sick of it. This just showed me that they don't give a damn about us.
Occasionally, you would hear the popular chants like, hands up, don't shoot. This man, a shop owner, did not lose his store, but some of his friends did.
Yeah, it's uncalled for. I understand the anger. But it's uncalled for, you know, we need to find a better way, you know, to deal with the frustration.
St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar says the violence began almost immediately after the grand jury announcement.
As soon as Mr. McCullough announced the verdict, the officers started taking rocks and batteries.
Now authorities are hoping the violence does not continue tonight.
There were demonstrations, mostly peaceful, in other cities from New York.
Cops are killing people. They're abusing their powers, and the system is entirely corrupt.
To Los Angeles.
Shut it down, man. If we can't have justice, then there should be no peace.
4 arrests in Seattle after protesters threw bottles and rocks at police. The Missouri grand jury met for 25 days and heard 70 hours of testimony. Some of it's emerged publicly. Officer Wilson said Brown physically overwhelmed him during their confrontation. He said he felt like a 5-year-old child holding on to Hulk Hogan. St. Louis County Prosecutor Robert McCullough.
Witnesses stated Mr. Brown stopped for a very brief period, then moved toward Officer Wilson again. One described his movement toward Officer Wilson as a full charge.
CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman joins us. Ricky, no charges from the Missouri grand jury. What does it say about the kind of evidence the grand jurors heard and saw?
The grand jurors heard an enormous amount of evidence, some 60 witnesses. But what it really tells us is what lawyers have been arguing to jurors for years. Physical evidence does not lie. Only people do. There were many witnesses who had so-called eyewitness testimony whose evidence was totally contradicted or in time somewhat contradicted by the physical evidence. On the other hand, Officer Wilson testified before that grand jury for 4 hours voluntarily and that his testimony matched the physical evidence much more.
So what might be ahead here? A federal case? A civil suit?
The federal government is also investigating for possible civil rights violations. The chances of a federal indictment are not high. On the other hand, it is clear to me that the Brown family will bring a civil suit against Officer Wilson and the department, and I think that Officer Wilson and the department expect that.
Ricky Kleeman, thanks very much. This morning, the FAA lifted flight restrictions in St. Louis. 10 inbound flights were canceled or diverted because of reports that shots were being fired into the sky. Hundreds of thousands of people in Michigan don't have power after strong winds knocked down tree limbs and wires. If holiday travel is in your plans tomorrow in the east, WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says the weather could play a big part.
The entire I-95 corridor for the major cities from the mid-Atlantic into the northeast will be seeing a mixture of snowfall, rainfall, strong gusty winds.
In western New York, winds could be an issue today. The major flood danger seems to have passed after a day of melting snow. Honda, one of the automakers at the center of the airbag controversy, has another major problem on its hands in some new public admissions. Here's Jeff Gilbert of WWJ Radio Detroit.
Not only did Honda fail to report 1,700 injury and death claims, but the company admits it was made aware of the problem 3 years ago and didn't act. This could mean millions in fines for violating laws that require prompt reporting of safety issues. Honda blames the problems on data entry and computer programming errors.
Some new rules of the road are on the way for everything from restaurants to vending machines. CBS's Jim Shenevy says it's about showing us the numbers.
The FDA will announce some new long-delayed rules today aimed at making it easier for you to count calories while eating out. The new regulations will require chain restaurants, supermarkets, convenience stores, movie theaters, any business that sells food at 20 or more locations to list calorie content for that food clearly and conspicuously on their menus. Federal health officials hope it'll prompt people to take a pass on the fettuccine Alfredo and go with something healthier instead. The chains have 1 year to comply.
President Obama heads to Chicago today to make a pitch for themes in his immigration executive order. A Quinnipiac University poll finds Americans are split on whether the president should act without Congress on this. Some big money spent on a big piece of Hollywood history.
I could show my prowess, be a lion, not a mouse.
The Cowardly Lion costume worn by Burt Lahr in The Wizard of Oz sold for more than $3 million at a New York City auction. And you must remember this, the piano used in the filming of Casablanca. It sold for just under $3 million. The VA has taken action against one of the people at the center of the scandal over wait times for vets seeking medical care. CBS's Jim Taylor.
She was at the helm when stories broke about a lack of oversight at the Phoenix facility, which may have contributed to a number of veterans' deaths there. At the time, Sharon Hellman said she was unaware of allegations of veterans dying while awaiting care and manipulation of wait time records, unaware until they were brought up in a congressional hearing this summer. Now, Hellman officially removed by Veterans Secretary Robert McDonald, who says the administration will not tolerate misconduct. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Two research firms who've analyzed store data and sales circulars say Black Friday deals will be good, but shoppers will see the most savings and a wider selection of deals in stores open on Thanksgiving. And the same goes for online offerings. Better on Thanksgiving than the day after. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.